Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to raise our voice, to sing and to praise you. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with me, using me to share the word from the scripture and only from the scripture. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be in each one in this room, can hear your voice and apply the scripture for their life. We love you and we give this service to you for guidance, protection and blessing. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may stand, please turn on the light. And I want you to open the Bible and read with me in Psalm 8. Let's read together. If you have the Bible, iPhone, smartphone, that'll be fine. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in on the earth. You have set your glory above the heaven. From the lips of the children and infants, you have ordained praise. Because your enemies to silence the foe and avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowded him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hand. You put everything under his feet, on flocks and herds and beasts of the fields, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, on that swim in the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in on the earth. You may be sick. There is a story, probably you heard it like 100 times. There's a story is told about a very, very rich man who was determined to give his mother an epic birthday. I picked this story because next week will be Mother's Day. So probably I hope that you have something prepared for your mom. So anyway, he picked the birthday present for her. He read on the paper about a bird that has a vocabulary of 4,000 words, could speak a number of languages, and sing 3 operatic arias. He immediately bought the bird for $50,000 and had it delivered to his mother. So the next day, he called her up to see if she had received the bird. So he asked her, "What did you think about the birds?" he asked. So she answered, she replied, "Oh, it was so delicious." Anyway, I thought it's interesting. But anyway, not knowing the purpose of something can be very, very costly. And I suppose in the case of the bird, it was deadly. And each one of you, and just like a lot of people, are overwhelming by the vastness of our universe and the beauty of the stars. Yet, somehow, we still conclude that everything is about us. Such a conclusion would lead to what Thoreau called a quiet desperation. Yet, when the psalmist, he looked at the sky, the heaven, he saw something different. So, today, I want you to repurpose your own thinking in your life to understand why you exist in this world. And hopefully, when you understand what the Bible is talking about, the creation, your value would be higher if you understand it. So 3 things I would share with you for you to really nail these 3 doubts. We, all of us, created to show God's majesty. We were created to steward God's creation. And Jesus fulfilled our creation mandates. So hopefully I can link last week, we rather Easter, and we link about you today. We create to show God's majesty, just like in Psalm 8. The heaven declares the glory of God, just like it says, O Lord, how excellent your name in on the earth, who has set your glory above the heaven. Out of the mouth of the baby, nursing infants, you have ordained strength. And at the conclusion, say, O Lord, how excellent is your name in on the earth. So the heaven very much declare the glory of God. And one of the theologians talking about, try to explain, I think it's shared very well. There is much of scenery of the sky to lift the soul to pierce contemplation. Like the moon, the star, what are they? They are detached from the world, but they are lift us above it. We feel withdraw from the earth and rise lofty abstraction from this little theater of human passions and human anxiety. The mind abandons itself to reveries and ease, transferred to ecstasy of its thought, to distant and unexplored regions, to see nature in simplicity of her greatness element, to see the God of nature invested in the high attributes of wisdom and majesty. How many of you set up some time or quiet time, look at the sky or the clear sky at night? Any of you last year or even this year? Are you just so busy to look up the sky, you only see, you know, the street light, the business of the human create, you know, the street light or whatever the light create. So I would urge you, once a while, you need to have a quieter time, just look at the sky, the clear sky, and you would understand or you can comprehend what exactly the author of Psalm I talking about. So you can see the vast of universe and on the star and the moon, everything God create with a purpose. And you also the create, God create you so you can understand his majesty. So when you read Psalm 8, just like David, he reflected in the vast of heaven. He asked the only fitting question, what is man that you are mindful of me? So hopefully once in a while you ask, why God, why do you create me and put me in this earth? God, why do you create me, you know, put me in this family, not another family? So when you comprehend that, and then you would appreciate next week, you celebrate Mother Day. And next June, you celebrate Father Day. If you comprehend why God put me, what is me that you put, you are mindful of me. What is the man? So you understand where you are in God creation, not only in the universe, in this world, but also in the small universe, your own family, by understanding that. So that reason why, when David, he wrote Psalm, I think he feels his insignificance. But there is an interesting in the statement number 2, O Lord, how excellent is your name in on the earth. Who have set your glory above heaven? Verse 2, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. So suddenly he compared the baby, the human being, the baby, small one, with the largest known bodies in the universe. Okay, he started with the universe and suddenly he compared the baby. It's mean you with that universe. With that universe. Why does he do that? So the psalm is showing the faintest praise of the tiniest human is larger than resounding praise of celestial bodies. So he's talking about when you praise the Lord, God value you. Okay? God value you even above the celebration of the universe. So your human being value is extremely high. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, ครับก็มีตัวไก่ we alone were created in the image of God we were created to uniquely show and display the majesty of God by understand who we are in God creation so you could have confidence in yourself because you have the Lord so you can face whatever the future put in front of youSo it's been said that our life either tell the truth about God or they tell a lie. This is because we are uniquely created in His image bearers. We are reflectors of our Creator, whether we acknowledge that or not. So what I'm trying to communicate to you through the psalmist, he said that even the baby, small one, or every one of you in this room,When you praise the Lord, God values it even higher than the whole universe, celebration of Him. So you need to understand you are unique image, created in His image. So every morning before you go out to the world, okay, you take a shower, you clean up, you look at yourself in the mirror. You are His image.You are His image bearer. So when you carry God's image to go into the school, to go to work, or wherever you are, your value is high. When you praise God, He values you tremendously. So we create to show God's majesty. Secondly, we were created to steward God's creation.Psalm, if you study Psalm and you study the book of Genesis, I think Psalm is an exposition of Genesis 1. Let's go back to Genesis 1, 2, and 3 a little bit. You will find out after the fall of created order, the whole world, I'm talking about Adam when man fell, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. The whole human race or the whole human beingFall. The whole world very much turned upside down. So instead of worshiping, serving the Creator, it means God, we turn around and we worship the creation. And that happened. If you travel around the world, or even in Houston and even in America, people, instead of worshipGod, the Creator. But they turn around, they worship the creation of God. And that the whole concept of the fall of man is on about. So, such rather to stewarding the creation for the glory of God, we decided to worship it for the glory of ourselves. And there's a difference in there. So, what I'm trying to communicate, we...Spoke to stewarding the creation for the glory of God. But we, you see a lot of people, they decide to worship the creation for the glory of ourselves. And that's false. If we not go back to the Bible, the book of Genesis or Psalm 8. So in Psalm 8, the psalmist places man in his rightful spot. And that's the reason whyOnce a while, we need to go back and remind ourselves we are created to the steward of God's creation. One of the theologians I think he summarized very well. Frail and weak humanity is crowded with glory and honor, is made a little bit less than God, and rule over all the works of nature, with everything placed under his feet. Clearly, this psalm is mean Psalm 8.Put to rest any thought that human beings were not created with royal dignity and purpose. So somebody would remind us, kept wakes us up a little bit, to understand our value in front of God. So God valued you very, very high. Even, he said, a little bit less than the angel.So we were created to enjoy God's grace and to extend His glory. extend His glory. We do it by exercising our God-given dominion over the world. This puts meaning into our work, our inventions, our cultures, rather than for the glory of humanity, because they are to be for the glory of God. So whatever you do, every day you do, when you go to school, you study, you work, everything for the glory of God. So the question I would ask, are we using the creation and the gifts of God as if they are ours to possess, or are we stewarding them for our King, it's meant to our God? Another question you have to ask ourselves, yourself, for everything you do. So we create for the glory of God. We create to steward God's creation. And at the conclusion, Jesus fulfilled our creation mandates. Because in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 5 to 9, "For he has not the world to come, which we speak in subjection to angels, but one testify in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowded him with the glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. And you have put all things in subjection under his feet. And in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who have made a little lower than the angel, for the suffering of death, crowded with the glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, may taste death for everyone." When you read this, a little bit difficult to argue that humans are in dominion over the creation when surrounded by the racket of natural disaster. Some of you experienced, I think in 2018, we have the hurricane that flowed through Houston. What is the name of that hurricane? What the name? Harvey, you still remember. 2018, there's a Harvey hurricane flow through Houston and roughly like thousand and thousand homes under the water. And if you had the chance to review the history of what happened after Harvey, you would find out, okay, the very, very wealthy neighborhood get flooded, Memorial. The middle class neighborhood, it also get flooded. And the poor, low income neighborhood, it also get flooded. So sometimes we're thinking about, well, if I'm wealthy, I have the money, I can buy certain house in extremely wealthy neighborhood, I would be safe from flood or the hurricane or whatever. But no, Hurricane Harvey very much defeat all that thinking. Because, yes, all of that can happen, the natural disaster. But again, by understanding that, you would understand why it is understand that people would develop superstition and even worship an angel. Initially, I thought it's only the third world country or even the second world country would have superstitions on this. But now I'm travel in America or even drive around Houston, I find out the people in the modern society and the great cultural, we can say like the best in the world, it turned out to be a lot of people in Houston, Texas, is also develop superstition or even worship the angels. And here we're talking about people worship the creation instead of worship the Creator, it's been God. So there are several places in New Testament where we have given clue that some folks had angel in improper position. And Hebrew chapter 2, we just read, one of those places. So given the fact the creation is not under the feet of human being, it's understandable that they would position angel to take that place of prominence. So you would understand even you, your position when you believe in Jesus Christ and your Lord, your Savior, your position even higher than the angel. And God gives you the authority, the wisdom, and the intelligence to dominion in on over creation. But sometimes if we not understand that, we value ourselves too low and we turn around, we worship the creation. It's, you know, we become the superstitious and we even worship angel and we even worship certain thing the human make it. One of the theologian explained when he read Hebrew and Psalm 8. He talking about when you read Psalm 8, you need to read through the lens of redemptive history. All things in creation are not subject to human beings. The world is flawed and fallen. Still, one human being has fulfilled the purpose for which he was created, like Jesus. He was lower than the angel in his incarnation, but now is crowned with the glory and honor. Jesus is the only human being who reigned over the death by virtue of his suffering. The rest of humanity will only share in that victory if they belong to Jesus. And all of you belong to Jesus. It is inconceivable then that readers would turn to angelic revelation that does not promise rule over the world and forsake the revelation that secures victory over the death. So what the author, Psalm 8 and the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, try to tell us, when you have Jesus Christ, when you are the children of God, when you believe in Jesus Christ, your Lord, your Savior, you have salvation. You have eternal life. You are the children of God. You have the glory through Jesus Christ. So you can rule or control or rule over the dominion of all the creation. By understand that, when you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, before you go out the world, you see you are reflection of God. You are the image bearer of God. And you have control on your emotion, mentality, and everything. So your work will be much better. When you deal with the people, you deal with the compassion of Jesus Christ. And when the people see you, they don't just see, oh, the little person, a man or the woman, okay, the low level people, but they see you as a reflection of God. If you allow him to flow through you, to shine through you. At the conclusion, I want to share you the story, at least about me. How tall am I? 5'4". Most of the people, when I run the corporation or I run the division, most of the people who work for me, they 5'8", 6 feet, 6'2". Some of them former basketball player, some of them football player. So when I stand in front of them, what exactly do they see? They see the boss. They see the boss. They don't see the guy 5'4". They see the boss. Okay? But if you allow 5'4", if I allow 5'4", impression, the people will see a 5 feet tall guy. So they will turn and look down on me. But because I'm the boss, so I'm looked down to give them the instruction, what to do. And that is up here. So if you understand you are the God image bearer, you are a reflection of Him, okay? You have the honor and the glory. So act as an honor and glory person. Act as the image bearer of God. And the people will respect you for that. It's so critical to understand this. So you would understand you and I are created with a purpose. But if we blow that purpose, and if you still think you are not worthy, not the image bearer, it's only Jesus Christ can restore you. Me, I cannot do it. It's only Jesus Christ can do that. By just pray to Him, ask Him to be in your life, control your life, so you can be God image bearer. So, the purpose restored, why are you here? You exist. You were created to show God majesty. You were created to steward God's creation. And Jesus fulfilled our creation mandate. Let us stand up. Let's read the prayer together before I pray for you. Dear God, we are created with a purpose. But if we blow that purpose, it's only in Christ that we are restored to this. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here and review your word. Especially next week, we have Mother Day. So I pray the Holy Spirit will use your word to help each one of us so we value and understand who we are. We are God image bearer. We are a reflection of Him. So when we face the world, we face with glory and honor. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all God's children in this room from now and forever. Amen.